there is a necessary connection between the grace of baptism and the grace of holy orders. Remember that the word grace is fundamentally a technical word that simply indicates the awesome presence and wonderful power of Almighty God. Through the grace of the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, all the faithful are consecrated as a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a people set apart. Through the grace of the sacrament of holy orders, the ministerial priesthood is ordained to serve in the person of Christ the head, that common priesthood of the people. Christ alone is the one source of both priesthoods and the true minister of all his sacraments. An ordained priest serves on Christ's behalf and may only teach, sanctify, and govern in the name of the Lord. It is always Jesus himself who, as our high priest, preaches the gospel, baptizes and confirms, absolves and anoints, blesses marriages and ordains through the sacramental ministry of bishops, priests, and deacons according to the office and authority bestowed upon them through their ordination. And it is Christ's one perfect sacrifice on the cross that is renewed in the Eucharistic sacrifice, offered by the hands of the priests of his church. Priestly ordination, therefore, bestows a radical capacity to be configured to Christ in such a way as to make Christ present. Priests are called to be icons of Christ, imaging the Lord's own generosity, self-giving, and tremendous love. Father Richard Rainey, in his 75 years of service in the ordained priesthood, was just such an icon of Jesus Christ. Father Rainey was revered as our most senior priest. He was certainly a true son of the diocese. Some priests and cardinals born in Rome are proud to be called a Roman of the Romans. Well, Richard Rainey, in his own right, was a Peorian of the Peorians. He was baptized and went to grammar school at St. Bernard's Parish on the East Bluff. He went to high school at Spalding Institute and went to college at St. Bede. His seminary days were at Kenrick. He was ordained in 1938 right here in this sanctuary by the formidable and redoubtable Archbishop Schlarman. He then went on to minister to this diocese in all the many and various ways that good priests, good pastors always try to serve the people entrusted to their care and so build up the body of Christ, which is the church. His first assignment was as parochial vicar at Holy Trinity in Bloomington, where besides ministering the sacraments, preaching and teaching, the pastor also appointed him as both the parish coach and athletic director, which in those days of sweaty Catholicism was not that unusual for the youngest priest living in a parish rectory. In Ottawa, Father basically established Marquette High School's athletic program and served as its first athletic director. Father Rainey went on to be pastor in Ottawa, Chatsworth, Moline, but perhaps his most notable years as a pastor were spent at St. Edward in Chillicothe, where he built the school, where he built the church, where he built the convent, where he built the rectory. Until just recent years, Father would come up from Florida during the summer He would drop in to pay a courtesy call to me, but much more importantly, he would take all the masses on a Sunday at Chillicothe, where he never would or ever wanted to use the microphone to preach to the people. Father was active in all sorts of diocesan affairs, including Synod 7 and the Personnel Board. He was very committed to the irreplaceable good of Catholic education, which he always supported and encouraged. Father Rainey was always a people person, and he was often quoted as saying, "People were always more important than things." He received his senior status in 1980 when he moved down to Fort Myers Beach in Florida, and where he served as chaplain to the nuns at St. Clair Monastery. He served this community most faithfully, and in this last year of his life, those good religious really took faithful care of this good priest. Now, beside his fidelity in 75 years of priestly service, it cannot be left unsaid that Father Rainey was a committed and enthusiastic golfer. Now, many priests, including those here, may love this sport, but not many ever hit a hole in one or achieve that distinction at the age of 92. Father died on October the 11th, just 8 days short of his 101st birthday, beloved by his family, beloved by the nuns and by his many friends, and beloved and honored by his brother priests. Father was a good priest. He was an icon of the Lord's priesthood who gave a lifetime of priestly service to the people of God. As he served the Lord on this earth, may God now welcome him into the sanctuary of heaven. May we, his brother priests, strive to imitate his zeal and fidelity. May we too love the Lord and generously serve the Lord's people. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. May the soul of Richard Rainey, God's good servant and priest, rest in peace. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Please stand. Uniting ourselves in prayerful company, the glorious Virgin Mary, good Saint Joseph, Saint John Marie Vianney, and all the saints and angels, let us not be afraid to bring our needs before the altar of the Lord.
In baptism, Father Rainey received the light of Christ. Scatter the darkness now and lead him over the waters of death. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Our Father Rainey was nourished at the table of the Savior. Welcome him into the halls of the heavenly banquet. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The family and friends of Father Rainey seek comfort and consolation. Heal their pain and dispel the darkness and doubt that come from grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We are assembled here in faith and confidence to pray for our brother, Father Rainey. Strengthen our hope so that we may live in the expectation of your son's coming. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Many friends and members of our families have gone before us and await the kingdom. Grant them an everlasting home with your son. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Father, we assemble confident in the power of the resurrection. Hear the prayers of your church. Grant all that we ask for, filled with the Spirit and confident in the name of Christ our Lord.
Say, I am this dark world's
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that through these holy mysteries, Richard, your servant and priest, may behold with clarity forever what he faithfully ministered here on earth through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him, the hope of blessed resurrection has dawned, that those saddened by the certainty of dying might be consoled by the promise of immortality to come. Indeed, for your faithful, life is changed, not ended. And when the earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for them in heaven. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominations, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing a hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection
until
you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Francis our Pope, Daniel our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. At their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
God bless you. Hey, Paul. Peace be with you. Peace, good cruise.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, worthy you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be.
And I will raise you up, and I will raise you up, and I will raise you up on the last day.
And I will resurrection.
in paradisum, deducante angeli, in tuo adventu, suscipiante martires, et perducante in civitatem sancta Jerusalem. Horus angelorum te suscipiat et cum Lazarus
Let us pray. Having received the sacrament of salvation, we implore your kindness, O God, for Richard, your servant and priest, that as you made him a steward of your mysteries on earth, so you may bring him to be nourished by their truth and reality as unveiled in heaven through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Save.